Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's our special night. And it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we'll be going to the Lightship probably about half past the hour or thereabouts. So we'll have some nice healings there with the light beings that are there. And remember, this is creation energy that you're going to. And these creation light beings are going to be working with you. They have not incarnated. So people ask me at times, aren't I a light being? Well, initially you were a light being until you left the light ship. And then at that point you were just a spirit out to do your creations and to go out and explore the universe of light. But the light beings on the light ship have not incarnated yet. Some may never incarnate. And they're here to help us at this moment in time for ascension and to help us along with everything else in the universe of light. So this is their process that they do every 2,000 years. So that may clarify some of the misnomers that are kind of out there about people being light beings and this and that and the other. So if you're, you know, don't incarnate, if you only incarnate once in a while and you do go to the light shift, then you are a light being. But there's very few here, if any, on the planet right now from the light shift. So, Sylvia, are you out there, our co-host tonight?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And it's Saturday night, and it's wonderful because we get the opportunity to go to the light ship for healing. And before that, we'll just talk for a bit and also have some healings with Ron. And if you would like to ask a question about the light ship, about ascension, or any topic related to that, then you can type your question into the fast chat, or if you have a specific request for a divine energy or something like that to be brought in, then you can also type that in. And it's very easy to do. You just go to the Creation Lightship page from the schedule page of BBS Radio, and you just click on that and scroll down. You'll see a beautiful light being, just like Ron was talking about, from the Creation Lightship on your monitor, and just below that is the link. You click on it and you just type in your name and question, and then just hit send, and then we will be able to respond to that most likely. Sometimes we get so many that we don't have time to catch them all, but we'll do our best. And I guess over to you then, Ron, for getting started with tonight's program.
Sure. So we talked last Wednesday about the mind energy. And the mind energy is like the trap. This is what holds us in bondage. And this mind energy also is what the dark side attaches to and uses to keep our spirit from coming forward. This is like the old musty coat that gets surrounded, you know, and put on us here. So the mind energy wants to learn everything, wants to understand everything, but and it wants to know the truth, but the dark side, through the mind control energies that are being transmitted continuously to it, it has a really difficult time understanding the truth. This is why we do the mind-to-heart drop for people, so that the heart energy can talk to the mind. Remember, the mind gets very confused. It needs to understand more spiritual truth. But basically, the dark side uses the mind, in a sense, to kill us. We all know that, you know, your emotions will affect your body. And that's still mind energy. It's the way that we experience life here. Even though it is a different body, it still has to do with thinking and logic. And your emotions play right along with that. So the dark side has put into us programs that are from their dark agenda. And this dark agenda is there so that the mind can judge your spirit. And also it's there to deplete our body's energy through its program so that we don't have a long lifetime here. And this is why you must always surrender to your heart and get your guidance from your heart. And everybody knows that when you're in your heart center, when you're in the moment, the mind that is normally controlling you, which you may want to call your ego, is no longer affecting you because you're in the moment. You're in that spiritual energy of the divine. But once you step out of that, then all these programs come up. And you have programs from your ancestors and your genetics that's stored in you, which are like, you know, time bombs waiting to go off with that consciousness to appear. There's probably times and dates set up in that consciousness. There's extraterrestrial involvement here, which is probably most of it. And, you know, they can, in a sense, remote control us just by using different phrases or words, et cetera. This is why, if you notice, in the Bible code, things appear as you look for them with certain words and certain dates and times. And this is how we're able to learn about events from the past. All those things are still in the future. If we just could wisen up a little bit more and understand that what you're really looking at is a sacred text, that does have some sense to it, but it's imprinted with all this dark energy. So the dark side can actually understand and know what their next mission is for us here. So, like I said, our mind needs to somehow awaken itself to the light. And then it needs to heal itself. And this is why the light ship is here, to provide healings for people so that you're able to release these energies of your past, genetic past, parallel life past, what you're working with right now in this very moment, and the controlling aspects of you. This is why I do so many clearings on people, so that you're able to release this mind energy that is preventing you from integrating with your spirit. If these energies were not with you, you would be spirit, and you would have that perfect link with your own divinity. But instead, the darkness created and brought to you all these different energies that are preventing you from connecting to the divine energy. And this is the reason why the mind is the trap. It'll always search and search and search for more truth, but the truth is already inside of you. But instead, we look outside of ourselves continuously for the truth. And this is why I do the twin flame healing for people, to bring back to them the energy of your true, authentic, other half of you that's out in the universe in light somewhere, attempting to find you, and normally it cannot, because this universe here of the darkness and the mind control on this planet Earth is so strong, since we are controlled by the darkness here, that it cannot come in here, and you cannot leave yourself. This is why I use the phrase in the song Hotel California. If you listen to the words, it's very interesting how it starts off, you know, on a dark, dusty highway. Well, you could kind of picture that coming in here, kind of being blind and not knowing where you're going, you know. And then, you know, it goes on with the song, and then it says, "We are programmed to receive." That should be a clue for you, and you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. So that song is has a lot of great significance to who and what you are and why you're stuck here. And the whole process is, in order for you to leave, is to get rid of this density out of your body. When ascension time comes, your spirit will leave, but it will more than likely, if you haven't done the work on your body will not be able to do the ascension process. And it's lived here a long time, it's very tired, it would love to ascend. It's really hoping that you are in connection with your spirit to find out what to do next for the ascension process. And regardless of what happens, whether you work with yourself, with your body, to have it ascend with you or not, your spirit is leaving. Remember, the universe of light is turned off, and the darkness falls apart, falls away, and it goes back to where it goes to, normally, wherever that would be, and the light then gets reactivated again, and it has another whole consciousness of light, and it's kind of like musical chairs, and all the spirits in the universe of light are able to go to their next incarnation. This is what normally happens. And so it's like a forced clearing from the darkness. Otherwise, the light would no longer exist if the light ship did not come every 2,000 years on a predetermined sequence. So the darkness will just eat up the light just the way it has on this planet here. And there would be duality everywhere. So what happened was the process of duality was brought here by our extraterrestrial brothers and sisters, we'll call them. And they brought in these false god energies, which enabled the human body, your thought process, to attach itself to these other energies outside of yourself. They quartered you. They imprinted the mind with mind-controlling energies off-planet and even on-planet. And we basically became slaves here to the mind. And we didn't know much about spirit because we were taught that spirit is in duality and that we have to keep working on ourselves. Otherwise, the God out there is going to zap us, so we have to now listen to this energy of these false gods, false prophets, etc., religion in duality. And with that, when that happens, you're now diluting your own spiritual energy, and you don't feel like you're worthy of yourself because you can never reach the status of God. The Catholic Church did a very similar thing to that to dilute you out. Most Christian churches believe in Jesus, and some of those churches, you know, pray directly to Jesus, and thinking that he is the God energy. There's, you know, controversy even with that he is God, that he is the Son of God. But basically, the Catholic Church didn't put Mother Mary between Jesus and this energy of Jesus. So right away, you're now deluded yourself even more, and there's more of a spiritual hierarchy now, which is what the darkness really wanted to do to you. And the darkness energy now, through that different imprinting, and we all know that the Catholic Church is the largest corporation on this planet here, is in control of a lot of the stuff here. And so we need to shed ourselves from these beliefs and these religious beliefs that we have ingrained in us from all of our ancestors. We need to get rid of those so that the mind will not control us any longer. Remember, even though you may not believe it, if your body genetics has it stored inside of it, this is what you're going to be working through, and this is going to be running your life. So you want to release these energies from you so you can become free, and you can free the mind up so the mind can know the truth. Other than that, the mind is always searching, and it's connected to the dark side by these programs. So just think of your mind as a computer, and maybe once upon a time, it possibly had, you know, a clear database, and then all of a sudden it got infiltrated with all these programs, and these programs that are there now are running your life. And this is why a lot of people have hardship in their life. They wonder how and why things are happening to them. That the people who are maybe more religious will say, well, it's from bad karma, or I sinned, you know, the gods must be angry with me, etc., and I have this poor life because I'm this person that is undeservable of having goodness in their life. So the deservability of the oneness of spirit is always with you, but we don't know that because of the imprinting of all the mind energies that are coming to us continuously, day by day. And it's up to you to move out of that energy, to get into the moment. When you're in the moment, the darkness cannot attach to the moment because then you're in the light. And that's the difference. This is why in all of our shows here, what we do is bring you into your heart center so you can be in the moment. And once you're in the moment, then the darkness cannot attach to your spirit because the spirit is too bright. Even if you only have 1% of you in your body, once you attach to that energy, you're like in a safe haven. And the darkness will definitely try to pull you out of that. But once you get into there, then you're in the moment of the light. And that's your only divine connection. It's never outside of yourself. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, that's wonderful information. And especially since this radio program is actually for the purpose of connecting people to their own divinity within themselves, it's really really wonderful to be reminded of the fact that the only place you can access your own divinity is in the present moment. It doesn't exist outside of the present moment. Like Ron says, often the light only works in the now, and the mind energy takes you either into the past or, you know, projections of thought into the future. So the now and the present moment is where you can, you know, actually experience the divine and not just think about it like you do in the mind. So we have a few questions going on the fast chat. Ron, did you want to do any entity clearing or the mind to heart drop before we get into those questions?
Yeah, we'll just do the entities right now here. So release them here from everybody. And they're leaving. And these entities now are going to be returned back to the Earth Spirit because the Earth Spirit created them. Remember, these are energy bodies that are connected to the Earth Spirit, and somehow the dark side have severed that connection, so that's why we have so many entities here. Remember, you shouldn't have entities floating around, spirits that will come to you and take away your free will. This is what they do. This is not the Lightship's plan of the light. This is the darkness coming in, messing up the planet Earth here, light frequencies. Remember, the light is always love, and the darkness is in controlling energies like the mind energy. So we're taking away these energies here. You never want to dump into the Earth thought forms of the mind, okay? A lot of people say, well, I have this negative thought. Where should I give it? I'll give it to the Earth Spirit. You know, that's very bad for the Earth Spirit because you're giving it a psychic attack. Remember, the mind is very powerful. This is how you force someone to give you a parking place, by taking away their free will, and then they get out of your way. It's the battle of the mind. So here we go. Entities are released from everyone right now. Now we're going to bring in more of your spirit. So I'll count to 10 as you come in. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bring some more of you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. And this will put you into the moment. Remember, your thoughts will go into your heart. You could call it your ego, your awakening consciousness. There's many words there. But when you're in the heart center, then all that can come out of your thinking process is love energy, because the mind has to surrender to that. And the more the mind goes into the heart, remember I said the mind is always searching for answers. And when it's searching for answers, once it's in the heart, it'll get its answers. So you're actually going to be making your mind a little more wiser each time this happens here. You're educating the mind. So the mind now can have a choice, and that choice could be maybe to start to dump some of those programs of the darkness. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. We're going to bring you into your heart with your mind. And we'll count to 10. 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening consciousness. First floor is your heart center. We're going to drop this like elevator down, which will have the mind energy to it. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on here. And again, just stay where you are. You might want to close your eyes. We'll activate the light beam also during the next 1 minute here. And again, connect to your heart center and ask for guidance. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, let's see. The first question that we have on the fast chat is, how do we support and help others?
First thing is to support and help yourself. Remember, when ascension time comes, it doesn't matter who you help. It's how much of you have helped yourself. You can only take someone as far as you've taken yourself anyway. So please don't waste your time helping others. Work on yourself. Get into the energy of your own spirit. The best way to help other people is to have them tune into this radio program here and do clearings with me so they can have more of the divinity present. So that's how I would answer that question. You know, keep working on yourself, strictly you. Unfortunately, some people who are more spiritually evolved, who have maybe a higher state of consciousness, so sometimes they get married into a family or a situation to where the people around them are very negative, and or maybe they're born into a family which is very, very negative, and it's up to them to get out of that situation. So because we have that tie from family members, sometimes you want to actually help them out as much as we can. But believe me, at the very end of the process here, when ascension time comes, did you work on yourself enough? You know, don't dilute your energy out to help other people. Help yourself first. The philosophy of the darkness would be to tell you to work on everybody so that everybody could do the ascension, and then nobody would, because nobody would be prepared for it. So you have to get to the state to where you are, in a sense, fully released from the mind energy out of your body, so you can actually, you know, walk with your spirit, walk and talk with your spirit. And until you can do that, I would say don't work on anybody, work on yourself. That's the best thing that you can do to help them, is to help yourself out. And then by the example of who you are, they may catch on that what happened to this person, they've changed their life a little bit. Maybe I may want to do that too. Remember, you can't force anybody. But the light does not force anything in its creation to do anything. Remember, it's strictly there. You're here in a free choice, basically. And this is the way everything is the light only works with free choice, free will, and will never interfere with anything else. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and we have actually the next thing on the fast chat is a request to bring in the divine energy of baby Jesus.
Okay, so let's look at the light being. If you're new to the show, like we said earlier, click on Creation Light Shift Healing, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a beautiful light being there. And we're going to bring in baby Jesus here. His divine energy. It's very precious, very innocent. And here it comes here. And we'll just count to 10 as it comes in. And remember, these energies are only heart-based energies. You're only going to feel them in your heart. If you attempt to mentalize, to try to figure out the energy, it more than likely will not happen, because the mind does not work with heart energy ever. It's a whole different energy body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And again, I'll just put some music on so you can experience this wonderful energy of baby Jesus. This energy should be just like you. there's that beautiful energy, so just stay heart-centered. And a question from Mary, it says, Ron, it seems like you're saying no one else knows how to get to God. Yes, no one knows how to get to God because the God energy is always with you. So you're never going to find it outside of yourself. So if you're searching for a religion to get to God, if you're searching for a person to take you to God, that's not going to happen because the energy itself is with you. You are the God energy, if you want to use the term God. I don't use it because in my philosophy, in my teachings, in the Lightship's teachings, that word does not exist. That's just what we use down here to try to somehow explain the extraterrestrials that are gods that have come here. Remember, look at the movie 10,000 BC. So the God that you're looking for using that terminology, if you come from a religious standpoint and background, is always with you. And you cannot ever go to the source energy. I can take people there just as Jesus did in the process where they have special protocols, but trying to go back to the Lightship is not necessary and it's not even needed because you already have that link to the divine with you. So yes, you are right, Mary, as what you stated there. No one else knows how to get to God. That is correct, because you already have it. And don't search outside of yourself any longer if you're doing that, because you have it inside. This is why we do the mind-to-heart drop, so you can connect to your own divinity, which is connected to the divine, and this is what your spirit is. There's nothing stronger out there in the universe than you. You know, it's all the same. All the universe of light is all light energy, but you must find that within yourself. Back to you, Sylvia. So I hope that answered your question, Mary.
It does seem like every spiritual teacher, master like Jesus and others taught the same concept of going within and not to search outside of yourself and to make that practice of going within, you know, a very sacred and central part of your life so that you don't get, distracted or pulled outside of yourself. And it's sad that a lot of the teachings that we have today, you know, people can go to church for years, their whole lifetime, and sometimes never even be told once to go within. So I hope that with this program that it really gets that message across, that the divinity and the connection to it is found within you. So thank you, Ron, for talking about that. That's wonderful. And let's see what we have next. We have a question from Mike about if we're curious about finding out about our past lives through hypnosis, is that all right to do?
That's a hard one, Mike. Some people are very curious of their past. What I would say myself is that when you start looking into the past, then you're going into areas that are in the darkness. Remember, the light only works in the now. So you're going into the past to find something out which may not even pertain to you. Remember, it could be an entity that you have read through hypnosis that could be with you. It could be a true past in genetics. It probably will not be your spiritual life because that's normally erased. I myself would not do that only because I want to be in the now. Remember, the future and the past is the same thing. It's all the dark side energy, so I would not want to go into the dark side consciously to try to figure something out. The clearings that I do will eliminate normally the troubles and problems that you may be forced to have in this lifetime through genetics from the past. But to go into them over again, when the Lightship does their healings, you don't ever have normally a situation ever come up. They just go through lifetime by lifetime and clear them. They're not in judgment of what happened to you, and neither should you be. It's just a situation that occurred with your physical body, and your physical body is bringing forth the densities in this lifetime so that you can actually have them healed. Remember, the body wants to get out of here. This is why the process is with like when I do the sensory clearing where I go back to your first incarnation here on this planet. And when that happens, then you're able to release yourself from all these densities from the past so that your body can have a much better chance of healing in this lifetime. So these are all like hidden time bombs that will recycle at some point. If you live long enough, they would all come forth. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a request from Mila for a mind control disconnect.
Sure, here we go. So what this is, if you're new to the program, like we mentioned earlier, you are controlled by the mind. The mind is controlling you with energies being transmitted to it. There could be like implants in you that are resonating. It could be kind of like having a bunch of radio stations turned on and these energies are coming into you. You could have implants in your DNA. It goes on and on and on and on. And then we have what we have is like the EMF waves. They start off from inside of your house with your 60-cycle current going through your body. And then you have naturally, cell phones that everybody normally has, and the towers are transmitting stuff to you, and TV and radio stations, etc. So here we go. We're going to disconnect you from those. And also we have the extraterrestrial involvement here of these negative beings outside the dark side transmitting energy to you, like I mentioned earlier about the implants, etc., trying to control your life. So we're going to put you into a bubble here. I'll count to 10 to command the energy from the light ship. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And as you notice, you should feel like everything around you is separate from you. You should feel like you are inside of a bubble and you're out of the mind control this very moment. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we are at 9:35, so we did have a couple of questions, or requests, rather, about going to the light ship, and I'll just bring those up now. So one of them is to go into the room where people can meet with their twin flame energy, and another person was requesting a dog healing for their dog, Honey.
Okay, you'd have to request that yourself when you go to the light ship. You can bring animals and pets with. This is what we normally do on our one-hour conference call. So the person with the dog, Honey, I'd recommend having sessions with your dog. Get on the one-hour calls that I have Mondays and Fridays. They're only $20, very, very affordable. And or I could do even a private session with you for your dog. Your dog would actually need, like we need an emotional healing to get rid of the density so it can help heal itself. Remember, the mind energy and other energies around the dog, including yourself, with everybody, is preventing us from having healing. So here we go. If you want to bring a dog or cat up, you can. Pet or animal. You cannot bring a person up. And this part of the show, this session, will not work on the archives because of extraterrestrial interventions that could happen. And you don't want to become abducted thinking that you are going to the light ship, because you will not be going there. So here we go. You're going to be taken up out of time. You're going to still be where you are sitting down. We're going up right now. And now you're there. If you're a seer, you probably saw the white light tunnel that you went up to go to the light ship. Remember, you're there when you're not here. So your vibration, you're being turned off and on continuously. And the first room that we're going into right now is pretty standard for all of my conference calls that I have. This is the hot tub room. This is where they help to detoxify our bodies. So again, there's different colored gels in the hot tub. Right now I'm seeing some pink and violet hot tubs. I'm seeing some blue. There's some gold. So we're selecting the ones that we want to go into. We're being guided by the light beings on the light ship. Remember, this is their first incarnation normally. They have not left the light ship, so they hold the status of being a light being. And they're here to help us do healing work. And the healing takes place according to your genetic disposition, how much you believe in the healing. Have you worked on yourself enough to get rid of a past belief that caused a problem with you? And this is how the healings work. On the light ship, you are healed 100%. But when you come back down here, the densities around you, the negativity, the mind energy, the other energetic bodies around you, can and will take the healings away from you. So I don't want to sound too negative during this process, but this is the way it works. If you've worked on yourself enough and you have a condition, you might find yourself perfectly healed in the next 10 minutes. So here we go. We're in these hot tub rooms now. Now we're going into a room where they can help us to release pain out of our body. And I will say almost everybody does feel more relaxed afterwards, and you do have healing that takes place down here. The pain release room has many, many modalities of healing. There's many light beams there. Each team of doctors normally are in a group of three. And these three doctors are working with us. Sometimes we get more than that. We're going into the next room here. And this is where they have beautiful flowers that are going to be doing healing work with us. And there's some honey in this flower room, so we're going to have some of that right now. And they give us just a real, real small portion. It's maybe about a fourth of a teaspoon. And we're putting it on the end of our index finger right now. And now we're going to put it into our mouth. So you may be able to actually feel your saliva change down here with this divine honey. We're going into a room where they can give us different types of oxygen. This also is to help us to promote healing. And they're going to bring in down to us down here number 17 oxygen. So here it comes, number 17. I'll just count to 10 as it comes in. Take a deep breath and exhale. You can do it a couple of times, and you may actually feel the energy changing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And in another location, they're working with our muscles in our body, working with our joints. They're checking out our gums and our teeth. If we have any concerns there, definitely request a healing. Remember, you have to ask for your healing. They're only in the now. And so the light does not work with you unless you keep requesting, typically, okay? Because they will do a procedure on you. And if you don't say that it's good or it's bad or whatever, they will stop their process. So they only work in the now. So each now is like a new request. Some people have the belief that the light works with them continuously by one request that they did, 2 years ago, and that's not true. We're now going into another location. And we're going to the water. This is a really great place. I love this room here. We go into a lot of the water energies. And coming to us now are the whales. The whales are now going to bring us some beautiful healing. There's three whales. And I'll just put some music on and you can feel the whale energy. So here comes the whales. Again, request your healing. Thank you. water room here. And we're going to go on to where they have the seals. They're very playful. And you may want to put your hand in front of you. Be both hands, palms out, and you're going to find about a foot in front of you, you're going to feel a presence there. You're doing the same thing on the light ship right now. So move your hands maybe up and down, back and forth, circular motion. You actually feel the texture of the skin of these beautiful animals here, these beautiful mammals. So here we go. You can feel this energy. I can feel it myself. It's very slippery. And again, request your healing. Into another water room, and we're going to where the mermaids are. And again, there's three mermaids, and we'll just see if you're able to actually pick up their presence here. And again, put your hands in front of you. These are all pure love energies that take physical form on the light ship. They're 100% light. One other room here. We're going to go into the room where they have the large crystal geode. And this one here happens to have the silver large like crystal points in there. So we have some beautiful crystal energy coming in. And again, request your healing. You might feel really energized right now as you're in this room. Each particular crystal point is a conscious being. And you're levitating. And just request your healing right now. Another location. This is where they help you with your immune system. And a lot of people actually feel their body heating up during this process. So again, request your healing. Thank you. piano room. And we're going to go into the room where they have like a large forest. Again, these are all conscious beings, large trees and ferns. And we're in this forest right now. And these wonderful spirits are going to give you a healing. So request a healing now. Remember, you're fully conscious on the light ship also. Back from the light ships, or going into the orientation room where we're thanking the different doctor teams for working with us this evening, and they're telling us what they have done for us, how they've helped us, and likewise we're talking to them, getting information that we may need down here, and if we brought any animals or pets up, they're joining us now in the transporter room, getting ready to come back through the beautiful white light tunnel. We're coming back right now, and now we're here. That sounds great to me. How did it feel for you, Sylvia? Very enlightening tonight.
Yeah, very wonderful. Just really, really, really felt great to be in that divine environment and have that beautiful healing energy. So thank you very much, and I hope everyone had a beautiful healing experience.
So, we got a little bit of time here. I guess the whole thing with this show is to get into your heart center. The mind energy, like I said, is the trap. The mind gave you your physical problems. It's stored in your DNA, all of the thoughts of your ancestors. And they're all normally in judgment. And we've been somehow indoctrinated with a God energy by the dark side, the God plane energy. This is where people go to after each incarnation. That's what we call heaven and hell. And then you come back here again through forced reincarnation. So this is the reason why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to clean out the darkness out of its creation. It should not be here. Unfortunately, this place is pretty dark and need a lot of help here. So, but it's up to you to be able to help your body. Like I said, your spirit will automatically leave anyway, providing that you have not connected yourself with dark arts, etc., worked with black magic, or sold your soul to the devil, so to speak, you know, in terms like that. That's your conscious choice, but hopefully you haven't done that, and hopefully the dark side hasn't connected to you through these dark practices. Remember, it's a two-way street. Just because you think you're doing something out of naivety, you know, you're still connected. And the light ship will help you during the ascension time to find your spirit if it possibly can in the darkness. A lot of spirits are lost, you know, for each 2,000-year cycle because the people did not understand how powerful the darkness was. And the light ship has to go into the darkness to try to find you, and at some point it has to basically give up because it can't continuously not do the creation of light. This is why there's a short time interval, we'll say, during this process. And then from there the light gets turned back on again, and you go out about your free will on your next incarnation. You go back to your home base energy each time you reincarnate. And your home base energy is your true spiritual family. And that's like what you call your soul family here. The dark side mimics that for you. And this is just the way it is. The light always works in the present now. It's not outside of the now. Anything that's not in the light is not in the now. So you must always be in the now. People ask me about readings that they have. People forecasting the future, well, that's just the dark side script that's laid out for you, like your horoscope and your natal chart when you're born. And these energies are there. It's good to know what some of your downfalls are going to be, so it's good to have a reader tell you that so you can change your direction of your life if they see something negative that's pre-programmed for you, either by the planets or by parallel lives maybe and parallel lives, and by just the dark side itself and your genetics. So you want to be aware of that if you can. So readings are good for that aspect. But always go to your spirit first. If you call on any divine energies to come to you, like Jesus or Mother Mary or whoever it would be, don't have it come to your mind. Always have your spirit direct the energies to you. And so that means that you have to go and do the drop down into your heart center first before you start to bring in the energies. If it comes into your head, that could be anything. It could be anything out there posing as those energies, much like being on the Ouija board. You know, people bring stuff in, and it can give good information at times, and it can give just strange things. Sometimes people get haunted by the Ouija board. They don't want to use it any longer, and the spirits still want to work with you, and that's a whole other show probably. But basically, you want to bring in all the energies that you're going to be using to yourself through your own spirit. It will not bring in darkness to you. This is why we say the mind is a trap. It's always looking. And as it keeps looking, it can attach you to darkness, and you don't want to have that happen, I hope. So anyway, this is the kind of the way the show goes here. The whole main foundation of the show is to align yourself with your own divinity, which is always with you in your heart center. This is why we always do the drop down from the mind to the heart, so you can be connected. And hopefully you can understand how to do that yourself, just like I do here for you. And then you can be connected more to your divinity. This is the energy of creation that's within you. It's not outside of yourself. The dark side made it outside of yourself, made clones of that energy, so you can attach to it through religion. And this is not the way to go. It's always with you. So I guess in closing, we'll just say blessings to all of you. I have a special conference call if you're interested. I believe it's in 2 weeks here. And it's a four-hour call on Saturdays. So 2 weeks from today. It starts at 1 o'clock PST. You're on the light ship for 4 hours. And it's $60. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And then I also do private sessions for people doing clearings. And then we do the conference calls Mondays and Fridays for $20 on the light ship like we did tonight. So I guess we'll sign off here. The time's kind of moving on here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and stay in your heart. And the energy of Jesus is still in the light being here. So it'll be activated for probably the next half an hour. And then the light ship will pull the energy away from that. So just leave it on your monitor screen if you wish. So blessings to all of you, and we'll have our next show Monday, 4 o'clock PST.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.
Good night.